1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Four law enforcement officers have been killed in North Carolina. CBS's Dave Malkoff is at the scene.
Multiple law enforcement agencies tried to serve an arrest warrant at a home in Charlotte.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Officials say as officers approached, more shots came from inside the home. After a three-hour standoff, officials cleared the residence, and two people found inside were brought in for questioning.
President Biden called the four officers heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. Police continue to clear out pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses nationwide. Here's CBS's Tom Hansen.
More students at the University of Texas Austin were arrested, ignoring a police command to disperse. And over a dozen students were taken into custody at the University of Georgia.
The protesters are demanding Israel end its offensive in Gaza and are calling for their schools to divest from companies with links to the Israeli military. The House is considering a bill that would make clear the meaning of anti-Semitism. CBS's Scott McFarlane has details.
Among the proposals is one that would crystallize the definition of anti-Semitism as is understood by the U.S. Department of Education for its pursuits of anti-Semitism policies, for how it reviews incidents on campuses.
A federal appeals court has ruled that the refusal by West Virginia and North Carolina to pay for some kinds of health care for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory.
The case involved coverage of gender-affirming care by North Carolina's state employee health plan and the coverage of gender-affirming surgery by West Virginia Medicaid. Both states appealed separate lower court rulings that found the denial of gender-affirming care to be discriminatory and unconstitutional. Legal experts think the case will eventually end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
He's been battling cancer for 8 years. Now he's won the lottery and says he plans to use some of the money to hire a good doctor and buy a house. 46-year-old Cheng Se-Fan of Oregon won a $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot earlier this month.
I put down my hand and I go, take a deep breath, and I told my mom, we're rich.
The Laos-born immigrant who lives in Portland says he and his wife will keep half of the lump sum payout and give the other half to a friend who chipped in $100 to buy tickets with them. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. A group called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds its protests against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willie Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference. Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight with a gusty west wind, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies returning, highs in the upper 60s close to that 70-degree mark. Rain and thunderstorm chances on the increase Tuesday night. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Poor Donald. You know, he's... I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but I wanted to amplify it. He is so upset that only three people showed up last week to speak on his behalf. Apparently, Trump Towers has just gone into the dumps, too, by the way. The 60-foot waterfall has no longer got water falling on it. The shops are closed. Their website says they've got, we've got Tiffany's and we've got Starbucks. No, they don't have any of that stuff. You know, most of the businesses have left. There are two gift shops, both full of Trump paraphernalia. And the restaurant is closed. And then there's two public areas, two like kind of little park areas, that are on the shoulders of the building as it goes up. Kind of outdoor areas that, as part of Trump's petition to the city to expand the amount of space he had, they said you've got to have some public space, and so he said, okay, these will always be public. They're blocked off now, so you can't get to them. So weird stuff going on with Trump Tower and just with Trump in general. I mean, I think we're watching the guy disintegrate right in front of us. But anyhow, he was so upset that only three people showed up that he went on to his Nazi-infested social media site. His Nazi-infested, money-losing social media site, and complained that people couldn't get through security. And therefore, they should be showing up at other courthouses all around the country to protest, you know, the horrors of the persecution of poor Donald for his criminal activity. This is David Badash over at alternet.org. He says, Donald Trump is urging his supporters to rally behind MAGA and, quote, go out and peacefully protest at courthouses across the country. He says, quote, Palestinian protesters and even riots are allowed to roam the city, scream, shout, sit, block traffic, enter buildings, not get permits, and basically do whatever they want, threatening Supreme Court justices right in front of their homes. Actually, there are no reports of, in fact, NCRM says, we have found no reports of pro-Palestinian protesters threatening Supreme Court justices right in front of their homes. In other words, Trump is just making stuff up again. But, you know, he goes on about this, you know, this is just not fair. And he says, America-loving protests should be allowed to protest at the front steps of courthouses all across the country, just like it is allowed for those who are destroying our country on the radical left, a two-tiered system of justice. Free speech and assembly has been chilled for USA supporters. Go out and peacefully protest. Rally behind MAGA. Save our country. He's basically just begging people, hey, you know, you're going to protest against, slaughtering civilians in Gaza. Why don't you protest against Donald going to prison? But I just don't think anybody's listening. I really think increasingly that Americans are saying, you know, enough. We're just tired of this. Remember a couple weeks ago, I shared with you the story that U.S. intelligence services had come to the conclusion that not only is Russia spending millions of dollars, making literally millions of social media posts on Twitter, on Facebook, on any social media site they can find, to trash basically Joe Biden and to elevate Donald Trump. And of course, you know, Elon Musk is doing his role in this as well. But not only is Russia doing this, but China's doing this. That China has a whole battalion or whatever, I don't know, a whole bunch of people whose job is, who speak good English, whose job is to pretend that they're Americans on social media and post things that are favorable to China and favorable to Trump and unfavorable to Biden and the Biden administration. This is how Russia helped Donald Trump get into the White House in 2016. And it's how Donald Trump is hoping both Russia and China, and perhaps even Iran, who also have a troll army, will be helping him get back into the White House. Because they all realize that, I mean, we've got this new axis of autocracy, right? China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. And, now they want to go, they want America to join them. They want us to abandon our democratic allies around the world. They want us to abandon Ukraine. They want us to abandon Europe, for that matter, and NATO, and just, become just another, like Hungary, just another autocratic oligarchy. So anyhow, the outcome of this, and this is CNN reporting, Simone McCarthy, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has seen evidence of Chinese attempts to, quote, influence and arguably interfere, end quote, with the upcoming U.S. elections, despite an earlier commitment from leader Xi Jinping not to do so. And then this is a quote from Blinken, who's in China right now. He said, we have seen, generally speaking, evidence, or actually he was in China yesterday, I believe. I think he's on his way to Saudi Arabia right now. We have seen, generally speaking, evidence of attempts to influence and arguably interfere, and we want to make sure that that's cut off as quickly as possible, Blinken said, to the Chinese. He said, any interference by China in our election is something that we're looking at very carefully and is totally unacceptable to us. So I wanted to make sure that they heard that message again. Well, hopefully. He said he used his meeting to raise the Biden administration's concerns about China's support for Russia's defense industrial base and to stress that further action would be taken by the U.S. on top of existing sanctions on more than 100 Chinese entities and individuals if such support continues. China right now is supplying Russia with some of the weaponry that they're using to murder Ukrainians and kidnap children. The U.S. believes that Chinese support is enabling Russia to ramp up production of tanks, munitions, and armored vehicles. So they're providing them with the parts that they need to build these vehicles. He also said that his Chinese counterparts characterize this trade with Russia, this as simple trade with Russia, and said Moscow's success won't depend on Beijing. Blinken isn't buying it. The Biden administration isn't buying it. And they're saying, no, this is dangerous stuff. This is very dangerous stuff. You don't mess in our elections. You don't mess in the elections of democratic countries. But I'm telling you, Russia and China are doing that right now. They're doing it in Finland. They're doing it they're doing it all over the place. They're doing it across Europe. And they're gaining success. I mean, the principal thing that they're doing is whipping up anti-immigrant, racist anti-immigrant sentiments. And this is something, racism is something that Putin uses to sell his dictatorship. It's something that Xi Jinping is using to promote his dictatorship. This is an old trick, right? There's nothing new about it. And we'll see where it goes, but I am of the opinion that if our intelligence services cannot get a handle on this, and right now they're really hamstrung because the Republicans passed this law saying that the White House can't even talk to social media companies anymore about what they know about the foreign election interference. This was the Republicans passed this. This is going to be tough.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind today? 14 minutes past the hour.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth.
manage risks, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/HARTMANN. It's 20 minutes past the hour. A geeky science for you, and then I'll pick up your calls here. This is absolutely fascinating. This was published in Preventive Cardiology, which is a scientific journal. And it was the Preventative Cardiology 2024 European Society of Cardiology Conference. My error. It was presented at a conference. And this was a study of 480,479 participants over a number of years. I don't have the number of years here. And what they were looking at was people who had stairs in their home and who had to climb stairs every day, you know, like their bedroom was upstairs, their living room was downstairs kind of thing. People who climbed stairs every day between the ages of 35 and 84 years old, 53% women, 47%, I guess, men. Here's what they found. This is just mind-boggling. The actual quote, the headline quote, is even brief bursts of physical activity have beneficial health impacts, and short bouts of stair climbing could be an achievable target to integrate into daily routines. But here's the detail. Stair climbing was associated with a 24% reduced risk of dying from any cause and a 39% lower likelihood of dying from cardiovascular disease. Stair climbing was also linked to a reduced risk of cardiovascular diseases, including heart attack, heart failure, and stroke. They note the study suggested that the more stairs climbed, the greater the benefits. But, you know, just climbing one flight of stairs a couple times a day appears to have, you know, a very, very positive impact on people's health. So if you've got stairs in your home, you know, we've got one flight of stairs in our house. We've got a two-story house. And every now and then I'll just go up and down the stairs. This sounds crazy, but when I used to work in Washington, D.C., my office was on the 7th floor of this building, and I used to climb the stairs every day. And the first, you know, I did that for 7 years. And the first year that I did it, I'd get so out of breath by the third flight. And by the end of 7 years, I could fly and climb 7 flights of stairs and just be slightly out of breath when I was done. And what I noticed was my heartbeat rate went from around 70, 72, 73 beats per minute as a resting down to between 58 and 61 right now. And it stayed that way. So apparently I got some real lasting benefit from it. So anyhow, now, on the weekends mostly, I'll just climb my own, you know, go up and down my own flight of stairs 7 times. By 7 times, I'm pretty out of breath. But anyway, for what it's worth. Picking up your calls here, what's on your mind? Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was thinking about the situation with Trump and Ron DeSantis, since they seem to bury.
Tyrone, can you get your mouth a little closer to the microphone? I'm having a hard time making out what you're saying, because it sounds like you're talking to me on speaker.
I'm sorry about this. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was thinking about the situation with Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump burying the hatchet and becoming frenemies.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a large segment of the American population that love to hate. And how powerful that would be if Donald Trump was to pick him as his vice president, and how much work we're going to have to do, because I listened to your first caller, and I appreciate the fact that she said, listen, because the country don't do exactly what we wanted to do when we wanted to do it, that don't mean pack your bags and leave.
Right.
That's what a child do when the parent don't do everything the child want them to do. They don't. They get mad and fall out, and they want to. No, we're not. We are adults. We have to make the decision to stay and fight for this country to be fair to everyone.
Right.
All Americans, we have to be treated fairly. And this situation, like I said, the situation with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, if they ever become a dynamic duo and they decide to work together, and I mean, they do in some aspects because they have that same mindset. You know, cruelty, cruelty, cruelty.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think they will, Tyrone, because I think Donald Trump is an alpha and he wants a beta, as you know, somebody who's submissive as his number two. And that was Mike Pence in the first 4 years. You know, Pence did everything that Trump told him to and was always meek and mild and never contradicted him. You know, Kristi Noem is saying that she will be a beta to Donald Trump. You know, that's her main message, is I will be loyal to you. But I don't think that Trump would pick anybody who he thinks could eclipse him, you know, who has, you know, the need for the spotlight that's greater than his.
Yeah, I've seen people give up their alpha position to be a beta to Donald Trump. The guy Bill Barr, I saw that interview from CNN.
Yeah.
That was pathetic.
Yep.
And I've seen Ron DeSantis go into that building when he first came out. He was a lackey to what Donald Trump wanted. So I'm still skeptical. I know that these people are willing to do whatever it takes to be in Donald Trump's good grace and giving up their own manhood and their own position.
Yeah,
I've seen, we've seen it on a few occasions, Lindsey Graham. We could call them out. He call out the cats that say, you know, Donald Trump is the cat's meow, and whatever he wants, we're going to do. So that's my concern, and we got to fight for the country that we want, that we need, not that we want, that we need.
No, I'm with you, Tyrone. You know, in about 10 weeks, we're going to know, by the way, because, you know, the Republican convention is coming up in just a couple months, and at that point, he's going to have to pick a running mate. I don't think it's going to be Kristi Noem, and I don't think it's going to be Ron DeSantis. Although you never know.
Well, hopefully you're right. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
with a MAGA crowd, right, shooting your dog is a big thing. Maybe it, you know, it's, you know.
That's why she put it out there.
Yeah. Well, clearly she thought it would be a plus, which is just weird. I mean, just very weird. Tyrone, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for watching us there in Harlem, New York. I do appreciate it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News brief. Four law enforcement agents have been shot and killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, as they were serving a warrant. Johnny Jennings is the chief of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department.
Anytime you are dealing with someone who is a convicted felon and who has been caught previously with a firearm, it does raise concerns and raise awareness when you are responding.
Columbia University is suspending student protesters who refuse to dismantle an encampment by the Monday afternoon deadline set by the school. Spokesman Ben Chang.
We issued notices this morning to all at the encampment that they will be suspended if they do not leave by 2 p.m. earlier this afternoon. Protesters were informed that their participation in the encampment violates numerous university policies.
A proposed ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors in Kansas will not go into effect. The Republican-controlled legislature was unable to override Democratic Governor Lori Kelly's veto of the ban. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend. Pun intended. The sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top five and finished at number two is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top five are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of three-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It is unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight with a gusty west wind, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies returning, highs in the upper 60s close to that 70-degree mark. Rain and thunderstorm chances on the increase Tuesday night. Right now, it's 48.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Conrad returns from his long weekend off, and I head back to Green Bay to welcome musician Eric Chellin from the band The Mascot Theory and actor Kurt Krause.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights, 7 till 9.
Show ups, you know, it's easy to film from the streets of New York City into Columbia. It's easy to film at UCLA. And that's what's picked up in all the social media feeds, you know, pictures. But if you really want to see the news, I would suggest people start looking at the student newspapers at these universities. Mm. Columbia Spectator, their editor pointed out that non-students, non-faculty are not allowed on that campus except between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. with this current situation. So how can you possibly be reporting? UCLA, the Daily Bruin has done excellent reporting on all the action that was all over the TV this weekend. You know what? Not one person was arrested at the campus on Sunday. And the only person who got any pepper spray was one of the police officers associated with the university. No pro-Palestine, no pro-Israel person got hurt. Well, one person had a bloody nose. But that was it. Nobody's arrested. If you look in these papers, you'll see what's actually happening. There are protests all up and down the West Coast that you're not seeing on TV or in the media feeds, because it's hard to get there with a camera. You know, UC Irvine isn't as convenient as UCLA to the news outlets in Los Angeles, for example. And I would also just like to point out one more parallel that, you know, you were brought up to 68. Why do we have to have the conventions in Miami, the Republicans, and Chicago, the Democrats, this year? We all remember what happened in Chicago in 1968 and how that was covered for everybody to consume. So they chose not to vote for any Democrat for president that year. This is horrible. But if enough people will just look to what people who are actually in the place that is being, you know, highlighted on TV that day, you'll see more reasoned, more accurate reporting. And it's easy. It's free. There's no firewall on a student newspaper. Just isn't.
Yeah.
Just look them up.
Yep. I'm with you, Susan. And it's going to be real interesting to see how long this hysteria. I think we're in the midst of a moral, you know, the classic moral panic, which are typically ginned up by people, you know, Republican types of people. You know, oh my God, it's anti-Semitism. Yeah, in a couple of places, there are some anti-Semitic things being done and said, but they are very much the outliers. They are not the norm. These are people who are saying, you're using our tax dollars, and in our name, we are, you know, we're sending bombs, dumb bombs, not even precision bombs, that are being used to kill civilians. And, you know, we're just not okay with that. And I agree, and I completely get it. Susan, thank you for the
try
call.
Finding that out. You know, try filtering that out from what you see on the visual media. That's so lazy. They don't even report from Gaza. They're all based in Tel Aviv because Netanyahu won't let them in, you know?
Well, and they're afraid if they do go in, they'll get shot dead. There's been over 100 journalists, you know, killed in Gaza, and it appears that many of them were intentional. You know, they sought them out and shot them.
Oh, yeah. IDF has a good bead on journalism, doesn't it?
They certainly do. Susan, thank you. Thank you for the call. Gail and Lynn, and none of this has to do with being Jewish or not being Jewish or anti-Semitism. It has to do with, you know, a rogue state, essentially. You've got Netanyahu, a criminal or an indicted criminal, trying to keep his butt out of jail. Gail in Lynbrook, New York. Hey, Gail, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi. I have two things, actually. One of them is that Biden is a compassionate kind of person. I can't understand how he can, you know, how he can see these babies scrounging around for food and now starving, you know, and not feel something about it. And, you know, there's something going on that I don't know about. But
he's been strongly, loudly, and publicly telling Israel not to do what they've been doing.
Yeah, but he's sending bombs.
I know.
He's sending bombs and Band-Aids.
I know. I get it. And
you know?
I don't think he should. I can't defend that.
The other, yeah, you know, I'm not saying about that, you know, that Israel shouldn't exist or anything, but I'm just saying that Palestinians should exist also.
Exactly.
But anyway, the other thing is that I don't think that Biden should, you know, should debate a criminal because it's beneath the office of the presidency. Number one, the other thing is that it illegitimizes him. He shouldn't even be running. And the third thing is that if they, you know, put him there and they said, listen, these are the rules and regulations, he's going to out-talk, over-talk, over-lie, and everything else. You know, if he was on a stage
I don't think there's any way that Trump is going to debate Biden. Excuse me.
Well, that's the only way he would do it.
Right, and
you know, because he doesn't believe any kind of, you know, any kind of rules or regulations, nothing.
Right. Well, that's what he's done in the past. But I you know, Trump is losing it, and I just, you know, I think that Biden. I mean, when Biden was on Howard Stern's program here on Sirius XM a couple of days ago, what was it, last Thursday or Friday? That was where Howard Stern was the one who asked him, you know, would you debate Trump? And he said, sure. I just don't think that Trump is going to take him up on it. Trump talks a big line, but I think he's bluffing.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to debate Biden.
I don't think that Biden should even say that I'm going to, you know,
I think he was just calling his bluff.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Yeah. But the, you know, those are three good reasons why he shouldn't even do it, because it's beneath the presidency, for one thing.
I agree. To be debating an indicted criminal.
A criminal.
Spot on. Gail, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yep, spot on.
Thank you.
Yep. Gloria in Forest Park, Illinois. Hey, Gloria, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all.
My pleasure.
I think it was on Ali Valsh's show. But it came up to, he said, things are quiet about it regarding Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
That I think it's the banking system. He was stating that you don't hear anything about under this, that Trump wants to be on the board of the FDIC, the ones that control our money.
Yeah, it's the Fed, the federal deposit. It's not the FDIC. It's the Federal Reserve Bank itself, the Federal Reserve Board, sometimes called the Fed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My problem is, if he couldn't do anything good about his businesses, he should leave it alone.
Yeah.
Let him keep selling his sneakers and his Bibles.
Yeah, right.
So what is the point of him trying to get on here?
Well, it's that he knows that when an election happens, if there's a recession, then the incumbent loses. And if good times are happening economically, the incumbent wins. 9 times out of 10, that's the case in presidential elections in the United States. So what Trump is saying is that if he becomes president, A, he's going to fire Jerome Powell, and B, he's going to change the rules so that he can decide when interest rates go up and down, so that in the year before the 2028 election, because he's going to get the law changed so he can run for a re-election another time, in the year before the 2028 election, he'll be able to lower interest rates and make the good times roll. And, you know, Larry, who's called into this program for years, repeatedly points out that for virtually every Republican president incumbent, the Fed lowered interest rates going into the election. And for virtually every Democratic presidential candidate, and this goes back to, I believe, Lyndon Johnson. Larry will correct me, I'm sure, if I got it wrong. For every Democratic president, they've raised interest rates leading into the election. So I think the Fed has always had kind of an anti-democratic bias. So anyway, Gloria, thank you for the call. Spot on. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind, Tom, is
quite a few things. And given your show is only 3 hours, I'll try to be as pithy. That's
please.
P-I-T-H.
By the way, how's your newsletter doing over on Substack? Just go over to Substack.com and plug in Kenyatta and you'll find it.
Hey, thanks, man. Listen, it's doing great. And I know you don't like flattery, but a lot of its success has to do with you and your audience. And that's just the truth. Now,
that's a good thing.
I said to you before, it's not what they think it's going to be. And as you know, we have divergent opinions sometimes, but we respect intelligence, and that's what that's all about. But listen, the reason I called is because I wanted to remind your listeners that, one of my favorite pop artists was Carole King. You know, she was married to James Taylor, and they were just quite the songwriting duo. Mm-hmm. And one of her best-selling songs, I believe, got a Grammy, was called So Far Away. I want to remind everyone that, you know, even though the election is less than 7 months away, 6.5 or something like that, that seems chronologically close. But politically, that's miles away.
You're right.
And there's a great chance, that neither of these guys for either party, I'm talking about Trump and Biden, for a plethora of reasons that I won't go into, will not make it to November. And this is going to be a year of surprises for the United States. You know, the element of attack is surprise. Anyone that plays chess knows that. I know I'm being the devil's advocate here, but you can, from health concerns to Trump going to jail to a political assassination, God forbid, there's all kinds of reasons why neither of these guys will make it politically.
Yeah.
What could happen between now and then? I'm just saying. So, you know, as Samuel L. Jackson said in King Kong, grab your butts.
well, we have never had two guys in their mid-70s or early 80s running for president before. So, yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, and lastly, Tom, if you would allow me to, you had a young man, I can't remember his name, but God bless him. I love dogs and kids, and if I ever go to heaven, and I was born to go to hell, I'm going to go on the coattails of dogs and children.
There you go.
And I'll tell you something. You show me a misbehaved dog and a misbehaved kid, I will show you a misbehaved parent.
Exactly.
And if you don't take time with either, not that I'm comparing dogs and kids, but if you don't take time, you're going to have problems. And lastly, with Palestine, let me just say this. 30,000 plus people and still counting. Got to do something.
Yeah. I'm with you. Kenyatta, thank you. Thank you very much. It's 46 minutes past the hour. And like I said, go to Substack.com and check out Kenyatta's newsletter. It's really worth reading. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Bill in Everett, Washington. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. What I don't understand is the Supreme Court is seriously considering giving the president the power to assassinate anyone he wants. Don't they realize that if Trump, God help us, becomes president, he may decide the Supreme Court is his political enemy and send over a hit squad?
I mentioned this on Friday. It was like, why didn't the government, the Solicitor General, I'm forgetting her name, the person who was arguing this before the court, or his name, Donovan or something like that, why didn't he use that as an example? You know, the Donald Trump is arguing that he should have the right to assassinate Supreme Court justices. Do you really want this? I mean, it would have been such a simple question.
And the only thing I can think is that those justices, those MAGA justices, are so terrified they will say anything and do anything in the hope that they will always be in his good sights.
Right.
And that's the only, and there's that, and the fact that we have actually come to this point in our, I hate to say it, so-called justice system.
Yeah.
I, I'm 75, so I've been through a few of these, but this is the first time I have ever seen a Supreme Court kiss a criminal's butt.
Yeah.
Pardon my French.
No, it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. They are showing their loyalty to Trump and to basically a fascist agenda over modern American democracy. And it's a crime.
Yeah, where does that leave us?
Yeah, well, it leaves us in big trouble. We need to expand the court. It's that simple. Bill, thank you very much for the call.
We do. Take care, Tom.
Yeah,
bye.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Tom in Los Angeles. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This is Tom from GayAndLesbianPages.com.
Ha-ha. Good.
First off, I
had an ad in your Yellow Pages for years. Thank you so much for that,
by
the way.
You sure have. Absolutely. Always. We the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And we must get registered to vote and get ready to vote.
Yep.
Act as if we're 30 points behind right now and don't believe in any polls one way or the other. The other thing I wanted to say is it's kind of a public service announcement that I heard about this morning on Civic Media, which is out of Madison. But there was a person on their show that was talking about DemocratsAbroad.org. I don't know if you've heard of that, Tom, or not, but it's DemocratsAbroad.org.
I've not only heard of it, I have spoken to a number of Democrats Abroad groups, and I participated with them when we lived in Germany in the 80s.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, they were saying that because of the 1986 law that basically people from abroad can vote, which a lot of people don't know that they can, and that was the difference maker in the last election in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Georgia.
Uh-huh.
So they say there's millions of people that are abroad.
That's true.
That, you know, need to be educated on this. So I just say to all your listeners out there that are maybe know people from abroad, go to democratsabroad.org and, get your votes in for Joe Biden.
Yep.
It's a really, really important thing, and it's maybe a variable that we're not looking at, daily. So
they're great organizations, and if you live abroad, it's a great way to connect with other Americans. Just to have an instant social circle as well. So yeah,
absolutely.
The Democrats Abroad groups are really great groups. They're doing wonderful work. They tend to be very politically active. They have a voice that is heard here in the United States. I mean, the elected officials pay attention to them. And like you said, there are literally millions of Americans who don't live in the United States any longer. And many of them, I don't know what the membership of Democrats Abroad is, internationally. But the group that I spoke to, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before last, was like in Belgium, as I recall. Maybe it was in Holland. But they had a couple of hundred people. I mean, this is a Zoom meeting. They're it's a great organization. I mean, it's...
Well, and then they also have students abroad, too, Tom, for people that are studying abroad for, like a year or whatever. So just please get that message out. Maybe you can have that girl on your show or something that can talk about that.
Sure. By the way, breaking news, Peter Navarro's bid to the Supreme Court to have his case reheard was just denied. So Peter Navarro, our buddy, gets to stay in jail a little longer. Tom, thanks for the call, and thanks for the great work you do with the Gay and Lesbian Yellow Pages. It's just great. We'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Craig Aaron with the Free Press is going to be with us. I'll fill you in. He will fill us all in on what the FCC did last week, or in the last couple of weeks. It's a big deal.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, next time on the big show, join us as we take a look back at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and President Biden's remarks and ask you, what's worse? Call in, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.